From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are full for the fans. This is the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, the stand episode, bleedblueshow.com, audio archive episodes, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher. But without further ado, let's bring on the stakeholders and we get this dialogue going because we only got but so much time to get this chopped up. Let's get to Night Chandler 7 joining us here on the Dugout Podcast talking Yankees baseball. Chandler, what's going on, man? Quick roll call. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Good, man, good. How's everything? Let's go to Jimmy. What's going on, Jimmy? How's everything?
Hey, good, man. I like how we're looking, buddy.
Looking good, buddy. All right, stay right there, Jimmy, and we're going to go to Chandler first. Talking to Yankees, I thought this homestand, Chandler, if I had to give it between a grade A, B, C, D, or F, I thought this was a B. You know, I thought this was a homestand that was really soft on our schedule. I said this about 2 weeks ago. I thought they should have took advantage of a couple of games. Losing two out of three, you know what, now that I think about it, losing two out of three to the Rays, the Mets got them on the makeup game, if you want to put that part of the homestand to an extent because it was a makeup game. It may be a B-minus, and now if you want to add on the injury to Didi Gregorius with the heel, this is a concern knowing that the division is out of place. And we got those AL West teams on our tail. So, Chandler, what's your thoughts as far as the Didi Gregorius heel injury? And do you think the Yankees and how long he's going to be out? Like, how do you think they're going to be able to get through the next stretch of games in August?
Well, I haven't heard how long he's going to be out yet, so I'm not sure. If I were them, I would put him at least on a 10-day DL, which means we got to see Tyler Wade for 2 weeks. I'm not, killing them as much for losing to Tampa, because Tampa has had our number past couple of seasons. Tampa has played us tough. Same thing with Baltimore. Even though Baltimore's a terrible team, they played us tough. So I honestly wasn't surprised we lost two out of three to Tampa. I really wasn't. I like the fact that we bounced back and we took all the games from Toronto like we were supposed to. I would give it a B overall. I mean, you got Romine, who, they can say what they want. He was almost knocked out. So, I can see the fact that Romine might miss a couple of games, although I think they'll keep him on the roster. But the Didi thing, I would say expect to miss him for at least 2 weeks, that 10-day DL, and we'll get to see a whole lot more of Tyler Wade that we didn't want to see.
All right. And, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on that with the Yankees homestand? How do you think – what grade would you give them? Chandler's giving them about a B. I'm thinking B minus now. I think about it, adding on the injury with Gregorius over the weekend. But what's your thoughts, Jimmy? Your thoughts on the homestand, how you think the Yankees did, and what about your thoughts on Gregorius?
I would give it a B, man. I mean, we did well. I mean, like Chandler said, losing Tampa, I'm not really surprised. They've had a number all year, and As far as the Didi thing, I think it's a little concerning considering that, Didi was just starting to look good again, man. He just started to look good again. So hope that doesn't bite us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel where you're coming from. He started to get it going. The opening month of the year, he was the player of the month. He was batting very well, and then he went into that big slump in May. And it seemed like after the All-Star break, he started to turn it around. He got it up. He got the average of about the 270. Throughout the homestand, whether it was earlier versus the Kansas City Royals, this homestand, he's a couple of home runs under his belt. Pretty decent season on average. We definitely would take it. 74 RBIs, approaching 500 at bats up until this injury, but the collision at first base with Kendry Morales. And like what Chandler said, it may be a 10-day, 10-day on the disabled list. That's probably looking like at least going past August 20th. So that's definitely well past Labor Day. So we're going to be, who knows, probably the same timing as whenever Judge could get fully acclimated, whenever he gets back and gets back to his full strength. Because that he was a key number three hitter. So, Chandler, what do we do with this lineup now? How would you shuffle it? Because I had actually additional questions up until this week, until this happened with Gregorius, because I had other issues I had with the lineup, but now you got to fill in the number three hole. What would you do?
Well, me personally, I move Andujar up. I put him in the three hole right now because he's hitting like I thought he was going to hit. Like I think we talked about him early year. I thought Andujar was going to be a real special hitter, and he is. So I'd move him up to three. I'd move Torres down in the order, honestly, to try to lengthen the lineup. But right now, if I had to, I'd go either Hicks or Gardner one. I'd go Stanton two. And I'd go Andujar three. And let me see. If you put Gardner first, then you can bat Hicks fourth. And you could put Bird in the five or the six hole. Put Bird in the five hole. Maybe Torres in the six hole. And then you're just going to have to fill in the rest because the rest is going to be basically bench players, Walker and whoever's playing short, which is going to be, whoever's playing second, which is either going to be Torres or Torres. And then maybe the kid Shane Robinson because, you're going to DH. You're still DH in Stanton. So, but I think Andujar right now is the guy for the number three hole because he's the best hitter on the team right now.
So, what about Phil then? When it comes to the Yankees, you would rather see Torres go back to his natural shortstop position now that Didi's out there, or since he's been playing second base this whole entire time, keep him at second and use Torres as short, or how would you play him defensively?
I put Torres back at shortstop. I mean, I love Ronald Torres, but his arm is lacking. Gleyber Torres has a shortstop's arm. So I put Gleyber at short, and then I basically put platoon Wade and Torres at second base.
And then probably Walker DH, and then
Walker's going to be DH. He's been playing right field. I'm basically using Walker all over the field at this point because he's, wherever there's a spot, then you put Walker in that spot, wherever the open spot is.
Right. Hey, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on that as far as because Didi was at the three hole for so much of the majority of the season? Well, he started, like, I think, at four or five in the lineup in April and pretty much played his way into the three hole when he was batting so hot, and then he got real cold with the slump. But like you said, Jimmy, he started to get hot. He got his average up to 270 because it seemed like it was in the 250s, 260s for a minute until after the All-Star break. He started to get a little bit better, started to hit the ball a little bit better at home throughout these soft games. But Jimmy, Chandler said he would rather have Andujar in the three hole. What about yourself? Like, who would you like to see in the three hole? You like to keep Stanton there at two, I guess Gardner and Hicks at one and four respectively. Probably Gardner at one if he's going to be leading off and playing left field. But Jimmy, where do you see at the three hole batting wise? Hold Jimmy, hold it. Your phone's going in and out. Speak a little bit loud because your phone's going in and out.
Saying that, we should take, Andujar is the number three. You know, he's been really good. He's been really good. You know, he's been clutch when he has to be clutch. And, Stanton's on a roll, man. So we'll see how it goes, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes.
What about fielding-wise as well? Do you feel that there's a concern? At shortstop, DeVoy, do you rather see Torres or Torres at shortstop? And what about rounding about defensively, second base, outfield, and so forth? Probably still see Hicks in center field, and then whenever alternating with Stanton and right. But how would you like to see defensively in the infield, particularly shortstop and second base?
I really want to see. I know Ronald is lacking, but my feeling is, he's not gonna get better if he's just sitting on the bench. This is his time. My opinion, this is his time to learn. He's only gonna get better by learning. So I would give him that chance.
Mhm. All right. My answer to that question. And I hate I like Andujar, and I've been pulling for him all season. this is the time to move him up to the three hole. You need to get some production out of there. You probably get better offensive production out of Andujar than you would have gotten Didi Gregorius up until this point. I was actually opting or even considering bringing him into the leadoff spot, but this is all before the Didi Gregorius injury, because I thought we weren't getting really nothing out of the leadoff spot for the majority of part of this year as far as batting-wise. On base is one thing, but as far as hitting for average and setting the tone off, Gardner, to me, even declined even worse than those years with Ellsbury and Gardner were doing 1-2 due to Joe Girardi years. But to add on to the fact, the three-hole is definitely Andujar, and I guess they're going to have to keep Stan. Stan is probably not going to move. He's kind of been comfortable. He's been hitting well in the second hole right now. Going back to the game on yesterday, there was a Sunday game, and Greg Bird still has to get he still has to get his bat going. And I think the grand slam after the Yankees were down 1-0 in the first inning, and really a coast to coast win both Saturday and Sunday, but in particular for Greg Bird. Let's hope this gets him going. Not necessarily with just a home run, maybe just his confidence, contact on the ball. They play Greg Bird with a lot of shifts. And there's been a few times this season where he has hit against the shift, hit it down the line. Let's see if this gets his confidence going versus certain pitchers throughout the rest of this year. But the Didi Gregorius thing is a very huge concern. Well, it's a huge concern because he's been the de facto leader pretty much in the infield the last couple of seasons, not just this year. And he started to turn this around. And then you already know the injuries with Aaron Judge getting hit by the pitch on Thursdays about – almost a month ago now, 3 weeks ago versus Kansas City. And then Sanchez, who really hadn't really got it together hitting-wise. Power-wise, he was fine. And he's either homer or bust with Gary Sanchez. So the big piece of the middle of the core of the Yankees lineup is right now out. And it really causes for concern, not necessarily about Boston. It was really about these three AL West teams that are really putting it together right there, the Mariners, the Athletics, and, of course, the champion Astros. But I want to go back to the games earlier this week because, Chandler, you give it a great B. I thought that DeGrom game pitched by, the game by DeGrom for the Mets, I thought he was very good with his 12 strikeouts. And then there was the two losses. The Blake Snell game, it doesn't surprise me because I think Blake Snell is a hell of a pitcher. And we talked about this even before the start of the season. But it was the Wednesday game that bothered me the most. That was the game Sessa pitched. If you could go back to that game, if you remember, he had his struggles in the third and the fourth inning, talking about Luis Sessa. The Yankees get played tough by the Tampa Bay Rays, but I thought this team should at least win 2 out of 3 versus them. But the Rays did a good job jumping off the early leads, not only just the Rays, but the Mets as well, because we saw that against Severino. We saw this versus Lynn. You saw this versus Tanaka. What is it up with this starting pitching, Chandler, especially this past week, where these teams just get off to early leads versus us, man? It doesn't matter what starting pitcher it is.
Well, I mean, pitchers go through slumps as well. Sessa, listen, I don't know what they see in Sessa. I really don't. And I don't know why they keep trying to convince themselves that this dude is a starting pitcher, because he's not. I thought Chance Adams should have gotten that start. I honestly do. I don't think the players have any confidence in Sessa. And it shows in how they play behind him. They don't play inspired behind Luis Sessa. It's like they're just waiting for him to screw up. But the starting pitching has been actually pretty decent for the most part. Again, Tanaka, he doesn't do well against Tampa. He doesn't. And they seem to be able to just wait out his sinker and then make him elevate the ball and then they jump ahead. And with the holes in this lineup, if the other team gets the lead now, it's not the fear in the other team that, okay, these guys are going to come back because they have such a long lineup. We really only have like three hitters in the lineup right now. You got Stanton, you got Andujar, and you got Walker. You only had 4 out of 9 guys that you had to worry about. So once the team gets the lead on us now, it's a little difficult for us to come back.
Mm-hmm. Except for the situation yesterday with the grand slam. But I hear what you're saying. That's my whole point. The pitching hasn't been bad, but it hasn't been great. But my issue is like these early runs, like these giving up the early runs, especially in the top half of the first inning in most of these games this past week. And it's like, this office is going to be able to keep on coming back. And I know we have about August, September, pretty much a full month and some change left. And these are some habits that have been continuing since the All-Star break. Now, let's for say the Yankees hold on to this wild card position. I know it's still a lot of baseball to play with, but now you got these injuries coming up. Some of these new starting pitchers, like Lynn's trying to find his way, and you got Canley back into the bullpen, and you have guys that are still trying to get acclimated with this team. My whole point is, and before I go to Jimmy, do you think they're going to get out of this bad habit with this early run stuff? Because the reason why I say that, because let's say the Yankees hold on to this wild card thing, they got this one game versus whatever the AL West team brings to the table. I don't think you can afford that, and I'm not saying they're going to do that in those games, but look at baseball is a really big trend sport, and if they don't get out of these bad habits, these slumps, and a lot of Yankee fans don't even have confidence in Severino right now after what he was before the All-Star break. Now it's kind of been, man, Severino's really, really stinking up the joint. What is it about that guy in particular, our ace, that you're worried about? Even if he got the win over the weekend, and he still gave up a couple of early runs. What's your thoughts as far as you think the Yankees are going to get that corrected going into September, or how you viewing this big picture-wise? And then we go back to Jamie.
Well, some pitchers struggle in the first inning and then they get it together. Severino, I think, is going through a dead arm period right now, and that's why his command is lacking. People look at the velocity. Don't look at velocity. Look at command. His command is off, which tells me that his arm is tired, and I think he'll be fine. Lance Lynn is a very good pitcher. That game the other day, that was the first time he struggled since he'd come over here. Hap really hasn't struggled. So, and with Tanaka primarily usually is going to give up runs early. So I think guys are pitching to what they normally pitch to, so I'm not overly concerned. And for me, everybody keeps talking about the wild card. Listen, we only have to pick up three games. That's all we have to do is pick up three games before we play the Red Sox. We got seven left with the Red Sox. We only have to make up three games. We don't have to make up nine. We only have to make up three. And if we win six out of seven, guess what? We just won a division.
So you're still thinking the Yankees have a shot within the division?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, what is your thoughts as far as the start of pitching? How are you satisfied? Do you think they could be more, or do you think they're doing what they need to do? Jimmy, what's your thoughts on the starting pitching over the last week? Severino, Tanaka, Lynn, you saw Jay Happ pitch very well since coming over from Toronto. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the pitching overall, I think it's been great, except for a couple rough spots, especially Seth. I don't think Seth should get another start. I mean, he's just not good. And like Chandler said, the players don't play well when he's on the mound. You know, it's almost like they don't want to play for him. And you know, as far as the other points, I think Lance Lynn has done an amazing job. I mean, yeah, I know he gave up those couple runs against the Blue Jays, but hey, let's face it, every pitcher gives up runs. You're not going to have a pitcher that gives up zero runs in a game. It's just not going to happen. You know, the key for a good pitcher is, you know, if he can come back from that run, not to get nervous. And that's what Lance Lynn does. And Jay Happ has just been on fire. So my point is that I'm not really worried about our pitching. I think we're gonna continue to thrive on our pitching. I think we just have to stop giving up the early runs. That's all I gotta say.
What about division? Are you thinking, because the Yankees are about 9.5 games back behind Boston as we speak? Before now, you got a couple of games versus the Marlins. Going to Baltimore for like the 80th time this year. It seems like we've been in Baltimore like every 2 weeks this year for whatever reason. I know a couple of times was makeup games, but Jimmy, do you think the Yankees have a shot at the division 9.5 games out, probably about 5 weeks left in baseball season?
Yeah, it's all going to depend. It's all going to depend on what we do, you know. If we can stop giving up, if we can stop giving up the early runs, and that, you know, I think we have a good shot. But if we continue to, have those problems that we have, you know, giving up early runs, it's going to be really tough. And the key is that we have to. I'm not really worried about the Marlins because the Marlins aren't that good. I'm more worried about Baltimore because it seems like they always play. And if we're not careful, they kick our butt. So the key is we got to beat Baltimore. We got to sweep them. We got to at least sweep them to have a chance.
Remember, like early, about a few weeks ago, we had our chances versus Baltimore, and we didn't get the job done. In the sense of they had a depleted team. They pretty much traded all their roster to different Major League Baseball teams. That was about a couple of weeks ago. It was around the after Kansas City series, and I'm not exactly sure what happened in it. Well, it was a two game series, but just little games like that. I agree with you. They have to win all these games. I mean, my thoughts about the way the season was. I thought the schedule was really top heavy. I think we played excellent versus the best teams in the American League. And then we finally got to the soft part of the schedule, which was this homestand after the White Sox series. You had Texas, the Rays, Blue Jays. I know the Rays are still tough, division rival. You did sweep the Blue Jays, the makeup game versus the Mets. I mean, DeGrom was pitching, and that's really a very tall task. It's still Jacob DeGrom at the end of the day. But you're right, man. I don't know, man. We have to beat Miami. I don't think we can sleep on them. And I know we had them, played them in the past where they've kind of snuck up on us as well. So we still got to go out and play our game as well. Chandler, I'm going to go to the middle relief because over the weekend, just analyzing it, it was kind of crazy in the sense of Chad Green did a good job on Friday when the Yankees had the he actually got the win coming in relief before the rain stuff. I thought he did good. And then when the Yankees were up 8-0 and Conley had the bad couple of, the 2/3 of the inning, gave up a few runs in there. But the Yankees gave up, it was an 8-0 lead to an 8-5 lead. But I thought Britton, who bounced back relief effort, and of course Dellin Betances, and even Sonny Gray had a couple of innings pitched when the game was out of hand. What's your thoughts overall with the middle relief? Now that we're about August 20th, what's your thoughts on the bullpen? Good? You're confident? You're pessimistic about it? What's your thoughts?
I'm on the fence because Holder seems like he's starting to wear down a little bit. I'm concerned that he might be getting used a bit too much. Tommy Kahnle has to go. I think Tommy Kahnle's hurt, to be quite honest with you. I think he's hurt. And I think when the season is over, Tommy Kahnle's going to have surgery. And then we're going to find out he was pitching with something all year. Because since that 45-pitch outing early in the season, if you remember, Steve, I had a problem with Boone letting him throw that many pitches. Tommy Kahnle has not been the same. He's been on the DL. He's been down in Scranton. He has not been the same. I think Kahnle has to go either send him back down or put him on the DL and bring up Loaisiga, bring up Herman, put them in that spot. But he's the weak link in that bullpen right now. Listen, A.J. Cole is pitching better than Tommy Kahnle. All right? You should not be able to say – that sentence should never be uttered, that A.J. Cole is pitching better than Tommy Kahnle. So the guy I'm worried about in that bullpen is Kahnle. And, you know, obviously I'm worried about Chapman because, again, I think that he's going to need a cortisone shot. They're going to have to manage that knee something – fierce, which is why we haven't really been seeing them. They're trying to manage that knee by basically not pitching them unless they have to. And that's a concern because come playoff time, you can't hide them.
Right. Right. So you're on the fence with the bullpen. Which guys that's keeping you on the fence?
Kahnle, Britton, not so much with his stuff, his velocity's back, but his command. He's coming off with Achilles. How long will it take him to really get his command back? But Kahnle and Holder, because like I said, if you notice, Holder he's been a little mortal the past couple of outings. So for me, it's Kahnle, it's Holder, and it's Britton, and obviously Chapman's knee.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, what's your thoughts as well on the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean the bullpen is pretty good. I mean, I'm really really my big concern is Chapman is the one I'm really concerned about, because I mean he hasn't been the same Chapman, you know, that we saw a couple of months ago when he was red hot. You know, we need him back. We need that Chapman back. You know, and as far as the other guy goes, mainly, you know, like Chandler said, why not bring up Elijah? That guy was 2-0 earlier in the year. Yeah, I know he started those games, but my point is he did great. So why not give him a shot? He shouldn't be in Scranton right now. You know, that's how I feel. We should bring up Elijah. Why not?
All right, it's in him back then. I got you on that. Chad, we're going to get into some final thoughts. We got the Miami games. I mean, these are winnable games. You cannot let these slip. The Yankees have done a great job this year winning series. And that was the one thing we said at the start of this year. You win series, it will be fine. I never thought that being 30 games over 500, you'd still be 10 games back. That's how well the other team ahead of us is playing. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. But any other year, 30 games over 500 at this point in the year is actually spectacular. But it's about these softer teams, these teams that is not relevant up until this point. You got Miami at Miami. You got the Baltimore. What are your expectations with this team? It's not a full Yankees team. You're expecting sweeps? Are you expecting a split in Miami? What about in Baltimore with their roster? What's your thoughts?
Miami, we should win both games. Now, I hope that Stanton only plays the field in one game, but I know he wants to play both, but he's got a knee thing going on. But we should win both of the games in Miami, because Miami's awful. Their bullpen's awful. They're in basically evaluation mode. Baltimore is a coin toss, man. It really is. It's a coin toss. Because for whatever reason, they've had our number. But to me, we have to win all four games. I think we will win all four games. And if Cleveland takes 3 out of 4 from Boston, then I think we can take the division. If Boston does anything, three out of four sweeps Cleveland, then, yeah, we're only going for the wild card, because that means it's just Boston's year. But we have to win all four games and hope that Cleveland does something against Boston.
All right, Knight Chandler 7 on Twitter, Chandler Knight on Instagram, talking Yankees the dugout here on the stand. Thank you very much. And Jimmy, your final thoughts as well on upcoming games versus Miami and Baltimore.
Yeah, it's quite simple. It's quite simple, man. We have to, you know, sweep. We gotta sweep Miami, like I said. You know, we got Lance Lynn going in the first game. You know, we got Tanaka going in the first game, and Lance Lynn going in the second game. In Miami, those should be wins. And Baltimore, I would love a sweep of Baltimore, but I think if we take two out of three from Baltimore, I would be satisfied with it. So we just gotta keep pounding away, man. We just gotta keep winning as many games as we can, and hope for the best right now.
At Canes Eagles 11, man, thank you very much on your thoughts on the Yankees as well. Man, let me tell you, it's tricky with the injuries. You still got to adjust to your lineup. The Yankees need to get every game by the time we do this episode next Monday. That's not even just about the division, because I think that's out of hand at this point. This is really about trying to get more space between us and those AL West teams. Oakland, Houston, Seattle, they're kind of like in a gauntlet right now. They're banging each other out. But the Yankees handle their business. Going into September, they should have a nice cushion, get a couple of guys back at that point, and then maybe set ourselves up for what could be a crucial one-gamer in the wild card game. But that's a little bit later down the line. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. But thanks to Chandler and thanks to Jimmy. This episode, of course, is going to be on our website, bleedblueshow.com, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher app. And the schedule is updated on BleedBlueShow.com, upcoming episodes for the rest of this week. Sangriyasu, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.